you know, people who are not Christians may not understand this, but those people who know that their sins has been forgiven, that Jesus paid the price for the forgiveness of their sin, they can confidently say, He has delivered me from the miry clay. Joshua, who told the children of Israel, choose you this day whom you will serve. Whether you serve the gods you served in Egypt, the god of the Amorites, or whether you serve the god that delivered you from the house of bondage, make a choice. That means that if you love God, it must be serious. You must be committed to the things of God. Not half-hearted approach to the things of God or lip service. The Bible says, these people draw it nigh unto me with their lips, but their heart is far away from me, because they teach for doctrine the commandments or precepts of men, Full well did they reject the commandments of God in order to establish their own tradition. They preached, they interpret the Bible to suit their lifestyle. If one must obey God and serve God faithfully, he must be led by God, led by the Holy Spirit of God. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God indeed. You can't be led by the spirit of Satan and after you answer a child of God.
Oh, edunu mi je onye kerigwe n'ụwa na-eduzi m ụzọ ya ekwensu na mmehie ka m ga-achụpụ ka onye nwe were na-eduzi m ụzọ ya onye ire bụ mmehie ka m ga-agba mkpe ka onye nwe na-edu m na-aga onye na-edu n'ige ije onye na-edu ga-aga enyi m lezi anya ma ọ bụkwa Jehova onye nwa na-eburu ụzọ gị ezi enyi m lezi kwa anya ma ọ bụkwa Chukwu onye nwa
Son has a respect unto the father, and the slave is subject to the master. But if God in heaven is our father, do we give him a commensurate respect? Do we obey him? Somebody said, if you call the Lord your shepherd, do you behave like his sheep?
olebe kegwum de olebe kan sopurum de olebe kegwum de olebe kan sopurum de olebe 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 kan sopurum de olebe kegwum de Jehova na
I'm summoning Christendom to come. Let's come together and worship the Lord.
God.
I just want to encourage the Christians, and I want them to know that in a world that crucified Jesus, you cannot feel at home. In a world that crucified Jesus, which is the truth, and if you are truly a Christian, you will not feel at home here.
Anyị na-echere nwụga.
Our unworthiness is disturbing us. We have not been able to impress ourselves, let alone impressing other people. And all have seen and come short of the glory of God, including myself. I am a Christian by the grace of God. I'm only a sinner saved by grace.
Chineke, oh yeah.
Jesus said, greater love had no man than this, than that a man lay down his life for his friends. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. You can't find a better friend than Jesus. He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He did for you what your brother cannot do for you. To take your place, to die a propitiation for your sin, as a substitute for you, so that you'll be free. And an innocent man will die for a guilty person, so that the guilty will be counted innocent. There's no greater love than that.
Wanna me hunanya karerenka? Wanna me hunanya?
ya yirika na mado tabara ndo ya nihim keweza putu njina mawiyo njine jige forezi hii obodu 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 imama ya obodu Wanamehona ya kareka Zinamehona ya hirika Na madu tabarandu ya nihim Keweza puto njena magi unjine Jige ya bore zige Konye osu satorama Konye chura janope Konye usira baraya
Katiabas is a gospel artist and one who indigenized gospel music east of the Niger. Also, my fans refer to me as the sower. Others call me the apostle of gospel music. Well, the way I entered music was that Professor Nebo, who is now the Vice Chancellor of the University of Nigeria in Nsukka, bought me a guitar in 1972, and also took me to where I learned the first three chords, CFG. And from there I developed and began to attend crusades, seminars, revival meetings and what have you, until it came to a time when people so appreciated my works that I was asked to turn it into an LP, long play, you know, the long one. They don't play that one anymore now. They call it LP, and that was in 1979. Bianca Kilejava was recorded in Nigeria in 1979 and released in 1980. It was my debut. I've released over 13 albums, and the most recent is Obanese. I think Obanese was the most tasking because it had to do with challenging the deviations in Christendom, especially among preachers. And since I'm a preacher myself, it was very difficult for me to do that kind of job. But I found it very, very necessary. It was a task I cannot avoid doing because I am called into the ministry. And I know that some people are disfiguring the ministry, giving the ministry a very bad image, and I felt I should speak out. My message for them is that you don't rob for a burnt offering. If this music was designed to praise God, they shouldn't rob another person's work to praise God. You don't offer what is stolen to God. So it is for the market, it's not for God. I will advise them to rethink and do something original. Do something for God. My advice to them is that they should be original. They should do their own thing and develop their own thing. They should stop copying. And sometimes they even copy somebody verbatim, copy everything. Copy the rhythm, copy the lyrics, and we call them gospel artists. They are not qualified to be called artists. An artist should be creative and have an art direction. It is affecting the work very adversely, affecting creativity. Because when you patronize what is stolen, what is not original, you are encouraging the person to go on stealing and never to be original. So those who are marketing those stolen products have a lot of questions to answer themselves. Well, they are only copying their counterparts, which are the gospel preachers. And you know, they say like father, like son. Those people who have commercialized the gospel and monetized God, they bring up those ones that are equally commercialized the gospel music. My message to my fans is, I love my fans. and I owe them a lot. I am living my life for God and for my fans, and I want them to be hopeful that there are so much in the offings. And now that I have found good producers like Ubaino Music, I am more confident, and they should be more confident and more expectant too. I appreciate each and every one of them, especially the director of this particular one, Uzo Bechi, who is already an award winner. He has been a winner of many awards. I say more grease to his elbows and more feathers to his crown.
Oye, where Jehovah God, there I am.